Welcome to the Also AI podcast. Discover the latest advancements in artificial intelligence through insightful discussions with industry experts. Each episode will bring a fresh perspective on AI and addresses the real-world challenges, opportunities, and interests you as an IT reseller might have or your customers could ask you about. Featuring experts from Also and leading vendors, we explore diverse insights on AI.
Welcome to Also AI Podcast. I am Henrik Asserhave, your host. I'm working at Also as a European Group Sales Lead for Commercial Computing and Group Lead for Lenovo 360 that are covering Lenovo product lines across Europe. Together, we'll be on a journey together. Each season will be a different aspect of AI, showing the real-world applications and their impact. Every episode will offer a new insight and tackle the challenges and the questions you and your customers will face now or sooner. As a leading European technology provider, Also is dedicated to exploring the latest trends and innovations driving the future of technology. In this second season, AI Insights with Lenovo, we will meet experts from Lenovo, AMD, and Also. If the devices on your desk could listen, summarize, translate, and secure your data without sending anything to the cloud, what would that mean for your customers? Today, we are talking about the momentum of the IT lead phases moving from a legacy PC to AI fleet. So with the guest we have on the podcast today, I would make a warm welcome to Jörg, and I will ask you to present yourself and your background.
Thank you very much, Henry. Yeah, my name is Jörg Roskowitz. I'm in charge of the Central EMEA FIE pre-sales team, and we are responsible to work with our end customers as well as with our OEM partners like Lenovo to create POCs at the customer side. That means we are defining the right hardware from edge up until to the data center, as well as the software integration. And I'm really pleased to be here today. Thank you.
And Jörg, we have more guests in the room here today. So we also, Nick, if you can do an introduction to yourself.
Thank you, Henrik. Yes, I'm Nick Cameron. I work for Lenovo, but I'm the AMD Business Development Manager in the UK. So often spending lots of time talking to customers about what they need, what they want, and how Lenovo and AI and AMD can fit into their journey.
Welcome to you as well. Ralf, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Henrik. So I'm Ralf Nader. I'm the category lead at EMEA level for Lenovo, handling the solutions and the services group. And today I'm really excited to have that discussion today where we're going to focus on the cybersecurity aspect that Lenovo is putting focus on, how we're going to drive it into the PC market, and specifically the transition into the new AI PCs and how we are doing that integration.
Welcome to you as well. And Xavier, my colleague.
Hi, Henrik. I am Xavier Sibert. I am the new Focus Sales Manager for the business unit Lenovo at Also Germany. So I'm the newbie, really newbie here with only 2 years. From my background, I spent almost 20 years in the B2C field with a large electronic retailer. And I'm thrilled to be here today to talk about that great thematic, what AI is.
Welcome to all of you. And I'm quite sure that we will find some interesting talks during the next minutes, and let's look into what is happening here. So why AI matters in the cutting edge and the AI NPUs, latency and privacy? Jörg, can you help me from the beginning just to start with the fundamentals for the organization still relying heavily on the cloud, how that is working? And also maybe define the moving things that we are becoming to see essentials for the future as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Henrik. That's a good question. So currently there are a lot of discussions, people asking, shall we do on-premise or off-premise in regards to our AI workloads? And we think it will be a hybrid-based system. So that means people will run on their own device on the edge side of things, specific with the latest Ryzen AI product supported by the NPUs, as well as the data center applications to host data into the cloud. Why they are doing this? I think this has several reasons. Currently, it is important to drive efficiency. Efficiency is a point about performance. So that means we need fast responses, which we normally measure in low latency times. The other point is about security, and we will hear a little bit more information about this is running, but yes. Just think about your own data, right? So nobody want to share personal data within the cloud accelerated by AI models. So therefore, a local AI agent running on a notebook or on a desktop system can be key for companies to run their own applications. These can be either chat agents just for supporting infrastructure, for educational infrastructure, for research and development. And there are a lot of use cases already which are showing the proof points for these kind of the devices. And last but not least, it's all about cost. So we need to optimize on cost when we want to establish a new application. People always talk about TCO, total cost of ownership. And this is something where you can improve with a mixed hybrid environment.
Yeah, you talked about NPUs. So just to explain a bit, so we have talked about CPUs, GPUs for quite many years. NPU is not new any longer, but maybe you can elaborate on what's behind that wording.
Very good point. So NPU stands for Neural Processing Unit, and it will accelerate integer as well as floating point operations. What does it mean in easy words? Maybe you all remember 10 to 15 years again with the Blu-ray and DVD decoding stuff. So in the beginning, it was accelerated by the CPU, which means the CPU utilization was always very high, almost 100%. The battery drain was a lot. So that means after one and a half hours, battery was empty and you couldn't finish the experience to watch the movie. Similar to the NPU, what is the NPU doing? The NPU is accelerating these AI workloads. It doesn't matter if it's an AI agent, if it's to generate pictures or even movie clips. It can accelerate these days up to 35 X the performance, or let's call it efficiency. It's not necessarily only the performance, it's the efficiency to have a better all-day experience for the customers. And the same thing we have done with the DVD Blu-ray decoding in the past. We added the decoders into the silicon, like the NPU, and this allowed us to have more performance and higher battery lifetime.
Yeah, just to clarify, maybe also, so NPUs, it's a new word. So like with a lot of other things, we also have a speed within NPU, so we can clarify that as well. So how do you measure how fast the NPU is running? That's another wording for that.
Another word. This means TOPS, thousands operations per seconds. This is the current measurement. And the higher the TOPS, the better the performance will be.
Okay, good. So that we will talk about TOPS, and people need to understand what TOPS is about, and that will be a new topic that we are to talk about for many years from now.
Exactly. Good.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Ralph, over to you. So we are many speakers today. So let's see how we can look into that from a security point of view, like Jörg is saying. So the biggest challenges the customers are facing right now across devices. Is that something that you can share with us, how to control the security in a better way?
Of course. So basically from Lenovo point of view, and for the last couple of years, we've been focusing a lot on addressing the customer, I would say, pain points, and try to understand how we can support our customers through their journey, right? And one of the important things is that Lenovo has been working on is to identify the core solution or some kind of solution where we can embed our customers. And this is where it came, our ThinkShield Pro solution that we have embedded and we have introduced into the market. That solution, we started that solution, I would say, a few months ago, where we wanted really our customers to take the added value of the essential solution that we have. And when I talk about the essential solution, I'm talking about everything related to the supply chain security that we are offering in our notebooks. Yeah. I'm talking about the BIOS security that we are offering, plus the firmware security. On top of that, Lenovo decided, or we were part of the thinking, why not to introduce more and try to drive more an AI-based solution where the customer will get more added value when it comes to some malware protection and some data protection and a hardware defense. And this is where we introduce what we call a ThinkShield XDR control that's going to help our customer in order to for them to, I would say, prevention, the detection and the response to any attack. And all these, I would say, features are AI-driven, which means that you will not get any human interfacing, meaning that the control itself is happening through AI. It's helping the customer to take action immediately in case any detection is happening on their PC, and then the response is coming directly. This is okay. From the XDR control, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the security, like, is of course something that is giving us another layer, another attention to what AI is also giving us as Absolutely. Opportunities. So, of course, security will be an element also in what we are doing together with the AI solutions there.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah, this is what we are doing from that perspective, correct.
So with you, Nick, taking that, so how do you think that the AI changes in the conversation you're having with the business partners when they're looking at a new laptop or notebook, how would that change or how would that develop?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that, there's lots of conversations at the moment with customers around, do we go on the AI journey now in terms of with a CPU, do we go with an MPU or not? I think we're definitely seeing lots and lots of new applications coming down the line for local MPU usage. I know Lenovo have a solution. It was called Lenovo AI Now last year. It's now going to become Lenovo Kira. And I think that's it's a very powerful tool because if there's any internal documents that we don't want to put in the cloud, then I can run that locally on my device.
Kira is also it's a local running solution that Lenovo is providing on AI, right?
Yes, exactly. So I haven't actually been able to try Kira yet because they're only coming out. It's only coming out with the newest devices. Yeah. But right now it's Lenovo AI, and that is running PowerPoints and Word documents locally to get summaries, etc. And I think also on that, I think, there's lots of new factors coming with local AI usage. But I think as well, looking at Microsoft, they're really embracing the kind of the MPU and the usage of the MPU. And I think for customers, maybe when they're looking at their new kind of like devices, for Windows 12 when it comes out potentially, and this is entirely my opinion, potentially Windows might say you need to have an AI device to have Windows 12. So again, completely my own opinion, but I think that's something that business partners and customers need to be thinking about when they're purchasing devices now.
So do you think that the NPU will be a new standard that will be like basic stuff that you look at when you buy a new PC?
I think absolutely yes.
Is that something that has started already, or is it something that we will see more and more to come?
I'd say at the moment, probably like 60% of our customers are kind of looking at AI usage locally on the MPU for various different reasons. I mean, they might have Copilot Plus, they might be future-proofing for these new applications. So I think it's a conversation that's happening all the time. And I think it's often just maybe for some customers down to cost. But again, coming back to, you know, Windows 12, potentially, if that's a feature, then, you know, you might actually be insulating yourself to not have to purchase a new device again in a couple of years' time if that's a requirement.
No.
But you're talking about Windows on Microsoft, right? So Microsoft is doing these kind of recommendations or even setting these requirements to get the Windows 11 logo with Copilot support.
Yeah. Maybe you should also emphasize a little bit about Copilot and Copilot Plus, that Copilot is an AI function where you can ask questions like with other GPT solutions, where Copilot Plus is a hardware requirement that is giving a decent load of TOPS. So it needs to be above 40 TOPS in order to have the Copilot Plus branded name linked to. Good. So from a partner perspective, Seje, you are, as my colleague, you are talking with the partners all the day. So what are the perspectives that you are talking with the customers about?
Well, the perspectives I'm talking about with the partners, they are still not sure about, should I go on it? Should I wait a bit before I go on AI? And in further talks, we can always see that this is exactly what they need and what the standard will be, like you said before. And it's very important to see here what the cost factor and the time winning factor is playing for a role in the decision. And when they look at the cost and the time winning, they see really what it brings to go on AI computer and solutions.
I mean, the transition into AI PC is not something I would say, it's not something easy to happen. We feel it in the market. And it's taking some time. Customers would like to understand the added value that they're going to get when they're going to buy those AI PCs. So it's not going to happen in a short transition of time. Still, customers, they need to understand, as we have described, the Copilot Plus, the AI agent that's coming, all these features, customers need to understand really the added value. For example, and since we brought up the Copilot discussion, we at Lenovo, for example, we are working on offering managed services or some sort of webinar and training for the customers so they can understand what is the Copilot once they're going to buy it. These are licenses that the customer, they're going to pay for. So they need to understand the added value of it. And that transition, remember, when we moved from Windows 10 to Windows 11, there was a lot of back and forth, right? So customers will understand. The same thing going to happen with the transition into AI PC. Today, I think the percentage is still not high, right? How much we are selling as AI PCs, it's still limited. But moving forward, when the customer will start seeing or understanding the added value, this is where they will bring it to their customers, to their employees, to their background. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we convert that into how the usage is for GPT solutions and things like that, maybe the hardware is ahead of the market in that. So the AI is really moving fast forward, but some of the capabilities we have within the hardware usage of NPU, that will come more and more and more. So more an investment in the future as well, and you will have some benefits already from today, but there will be even more benefits along the road when we are seeing more benefits coming in that can run on that specific unit on the PC. So the difference between, to you, Jörg, the difference between what we see with cloud-based and hardware-based, how do you see a difference coming up there? I would say that today many are using cloud-based solutions. So what will that mean to the future?
So, as we discussed in the beginning, we think that the future will be a hybrid model. So you need to think about the fast process in terms of AI adoption as well as AI development. So just going 1 year back, it was nearly impossible to run a small LLM on the CPU side. So today, no problem, up to 8 billion, you can run without any challenges. So taking the Ryzen AI products, also these days, running a chat agent, which you control by voice, is not rocket science anymore. It is already working. So it required data center hardware in the past, but it's getting more and more optimized. I think specific in regards to security and confidential compute, this will be a must given. So for example, if you deal with sensitive data at a small, medium customer placement, for example, you will run it locally on your workstation, a single server side, or on the edge device. And if you want to do, if you deal with bigger data, you will go into the cloud offerings. This is exactly what we already get with agentic AI applications. Right? So easy, small questions can be answered locally. And the more complex the task will be, it can be extrapolated into the cloud ecosystem.
Okay. So that would be a mix, and then would be something that would be local, some will be cloud-based as well. So taking that into consideration with you, Ralph, the security link to this, what are the customers asking most frequent right now?
So from the as Jörg was saying, I mean, customers, they are working in a very hybrid environment, right? And the customer, they need to make sure that they do have that visibility when it comes to the threat they are going through, right? Mm-hmm. So this is something very important. There is as well the attacks. So basically, the threats are hard to detect, right? With all the technology that's coming out, so there is that, I would say, some sort of customer security that they are always asking for. And this is where the play of Lenovo is coming into the game, where we can offer those kind of, I would say, security to our customers, even if we're talking about related to firmware attacks, related to device management, related to visibility into the hardware, right? So all these things are very important for us to look at. And this is what we are getting from our customers.
And that, I think that's important, maybe also a link to what we should talk about now when we talk about the all the data that we are exchanging and how we are managing the systems as well. So Nick, so what does it mean for the IT teams when they're deploying hundreds or 10 devices new to an organization? How will that hardware and software validation matter? How do you collaborate with the IT infrastructure from an IT a manager point of view, and then enrolling that into the organization?
Yeah, sure. So I think maybe also more of a services question for Ralph as well. I know Lenovo have quite a lot of offerings around kind of bringing all the devices into your estate. But I mean, from a Lenovo perspective, we can definitely help kind of pre the devices arriving, coming into the estate, and help manage the services that sit around that, whether that's autopilot, image management, etc., which can make it easier for customers to move across from kind of like one platform to another. And then in terms of kind of adopting kind of AI devices into your fleet, it's relatively straightforward. It's not too complicated at the moment. Anything different than kind of your regular non-AI PC devices. So yeah, Lenovo, I think.
So no special handling when you talk AI devices compared to where we are
today. From my side, no. But I see Ralph's got his hand up. So Ralph.
Yeah. So exactly. And thanks, Nick. So basically, from our side, we have introduced what we call AI agent into Premier Support and Premier Support Plus. This is something very important, and let me take a few minutes to talk about that one. Lenovo, we knew that the customers who, as we have said previously, the customers are doing the shift into AI PC, and all our new AI PCs, they are coming with a lot of integrity of new, I would say, features that has been added. And this is where and why Lenovo wanted to ensure that we introduce in our services what we call an AI agent. What does it do, that AI agent? First of all, the customer will get access to some sort of a portal, either through Teams, right, or a commercial vintage, which is for Lenovo, or any e-support website available. Then that AI agent is going to help the customer, because it's a service that we are providing through Premier Support or Premier Support Plus. So it's an AI agent that's going to help the customer in many aspects, meaning that the AI agent is going to check the status of any open tickets the customer has been doing for the last couple of weeks or months. then they can register all the, not all, but the five last conversation they had with him. Meaning that if they want to reopen any discussion that happened in the past, they can look at it. Then troubleshooting is happening. So if the customer is requiring any troubleshooting for the PC, the AI agent will do it immediately. Then if any upsell suggestion is coming, meaning that the customer would like to run any upsell, the AI agent is willing or they can do that. If none of those questions has been addressing the customer request, then the AI agent is going to transfer the customer into any live chat or any live call with the Lenovo support. So that AI agent has been introduced just recently, I would say in the last 2 months. Now we are embedding it into our Premier Support and Premier Support Plus to any new AI PCs that we are introducing into the market. And this is really important for the price of the services that the customer is paying today. They're going to get all these features embedded for them. There is a huge added value that the customer is going to take. We have a huge price increase on the hardware, but we're not going to get that price increase on the AI agent, because we know there is an advantage. We'd like the customer to take the benefit out of it.
To take that. Yeah. Good to hear. So I think I'll link that to also what has happened just recently. So Microsoft have closed down for Windows 10. So end of support Windows 10 upgrade. So service is something that is really more in the focus now. So all the upgrades with security and all the stuff that Microsoft is providing to Windows 10 is now ending. It has ended. Xavier, you're talking to the partners about how security really matters. Are we there where the importance of security is something that is on the table when we discuss about new upgrades for PCs?
Yeah, this is a topic who is frequently talked with the partners, and we try to build the perfect link between the opportunities and between the process that Lenovo is giving.
I agree with you. So the services that we were providing, but also the Windows upgrades, I believe that there are still the upgrades we can see from Windows 10 devices. There are still so many devices out there that are not upgraded yet. So from that perspective, also by upgrading to a new device, it's really interesting how to see that of course the upgrades makes a difference, but also with the services. And also what I hear from you, Xavier, that the partners are looking at that more intense than they have done previously, and also see some opportunities in making good solutions for the end customers so they keep having safe devices. So let's move into a next topic we are looking into. That is the open software, ROCm and the framework choice. So I think that is really something that now we're going a bit deeper into what the AI is. Jörg, can you please elaborate on those special terms? And maybe you should also explain what it is just before we start on the topic.
That's a very good question, and I'm happy to share a little bit more about that. I just read an MIT article which was mentioning about that 85% plus of the AI initiatives are currently failing. And there was an analysis why these AI initiatives are failing. And there are a couple of reasons I would like to highlight before I continue with the software stuff, because software was one of the key elements. It's really the processes you have inside the company and the ability in open source based software. So the current challenge on AI is that nothing has been written in stone. There are no standards yet, right? So what we can say is that every month, every quarter, something new will appear to the market. If it's either a model, a framework, a library, whatever it will be, there are changes, and we need to work with those changes. And on the developer side of things, they don't care about hardware. So they don't want to deal with the different hardware manufacturers. They just want to solve their problem. In that regards, they want to run their AI agent. And therefore, it is so important to have an open ecosystem. So we call it heterogeneous system architecture, because even within AMD, we have 5 to 6 different architectures. We have the DPU, okay. We have the FPGAs, we have the GPUs, we have x86, we have ARM, and we have the SoCs with that NPU, with this neural processing unit connected, where we need to make sure that the software ecosystem can deal with. And specific within on Windows environment, we need to make sure with our ROCm ecosystem, which stands for Radeon Open Compute, that all these different silicon parts will work together. And one on top, it's not only working on AMD hardware. So if you work with HIP-ROCm, it will also work on CUDA. So that means on the NVIDIA environment. And we can see it currently very clear. Just looking into the current market perspective, the majority is using PyTorch. Why PyTorch is such successful? They are running more than 80% of the market share because they support each and every device in the market. It doesn't matter if it's a CPU, a GPU, an FPGA, a DPU, or whatever architecture is underneath. It will be supported so that the developer or the customer can just purchase a device and get an optimized feature for their AI agents or AI application they want to run.
So the way that you create the hardware and make an enablement for the software also to collaborate on the hardware platforms from AMD is something that really matters then in the next topics when we talk about how to actually use the hardware in a really good way. So taking that discussion we have right now over to you, Nick. So with all that new stuff coming both on the hardware side and on the software side, how will that impact for Lenovo's SMB and enterprise customers?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, I mean, it's all of the things that Jörg said, very, very exciting, very, very exciting. I think AMD having the kind of like the language in place to be able to talk across all different platforms is really, really important. And I think as well, it should be hopefully for the SMB in the SMB space. I mean, I know in kind of the larger enterprises, we have a lot of people who like they know how to use CUDA and they like to stick to what they know, but maybe in the SMB space we have new people coming in, some smaller companies who are learning and they're willing to try something new, and I think for this space this might be very exciting for AMD.
So the base that we have with the platforms both from the hardware and the software side is something that can be used in all segments, so all verticals within wherever you work, but also with the size of the company that you're working in. So it's not something fits only for enterprise, or it could be like individual also.
Okay, good to hear.
This is the importance, because I think the winner will be who can offer a platform system architecture to the end customer, starting from the edge until the data center, without dealing across various software solutions, so which makes the life of our customers a lot more difficult to deal with.
You mean you're like the customer, we want the customer to have everything embedded for them so they don't have to go and purchase software from here and there.
Exactly.
And this is one thing, if I may.
Of course. Exactly.
And this is one thing, for example, that I'm working on is, we all know with the harder price increase that's happening in the market, there is a massive...
Of course. Let me just stop you here. So right now we are in a phase where memory prices are increasing quite heavily due to the data centers, just to have that into understanding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry. Exactly. So the memory price increase keeps going up since November, I guess. So we do have a major issue. So, which means that one of the things that we've been working on at Lenovo, since the customers are more interested in the OPEX model rather than the CAPEX, which is try to focus with the customer on a solution, that solution, device as a service solution, where we will try to introduce to the customer all the cybersecurity products embedded under one solution over 3 years' time. I'm not going to name those kind of solution, but like, for example, ThinkShield Pro that we have at Lenovo is one of the offers that that we would like to introduce. So what we're trying to say to the customer is that instead of the price increase happening and instead of you going and buying those software solution on the side and try to get a deal over 3 years' time, 4 years' time, which is being expensive, let's work together. We can block it for you over 3 years' time. We're going to offer to you the managed services of your fleet. We're going to offer to you the LDO, which is Lenovo Device Orchestration, which is as well another management tool. We're going to offer to you some XDR control solution that we are willing to support you with. And you, Mr. Customer, you are going just to sit behind your screen and see that Lenovo is handling all the services. And on top of that, we do have the Premier Support or Premier Support Plus of Lenovo with an AI agent, which is combined for you in the overall offering. So this is very important, as York was saying, that we would like the customer to buy the full solution from us so they can sit back, relax, and let us manage their business and their fleet from the hardware and software point of view.
So now we're talking about what is happening right now, what is really giving an impact to the market. If you should look into the partnership that Lenovo and AMD has had for a really long time and the real customer impact that that is giving as well. So to you, Nick, if you're looking back like 15 years-ish, what about the partnership between Lenovo and AMD? What has changed mostly in that partnership?
Yeah. Thanks, Henrik. So, I mean, I think so. In 2010, I think we had our first ThinkPad with AMD, and I mean, it was 16 years ago, and that was really the start of what is to be a very successful relationship. So, that was the founding product for Lenovo and AMD, and we had quite a bit of a success with that. And I think we then saw another big uptick in the success between Lenovo and AMD when AMD introduced Ryzen in 2017, because Ryzen is an incredible, incredible platform. So that really helped elevate the Lenovo AMD partnership. And then going into COVID as well, where Intel had, you know, pretty big supply shortages in kind of like 2020, 2021. It kind of opened a huge door for AMD because a lot of customers who were originally using Intel, they had to say, right, what else can we get our hands on? And that again elevated the Lenovo AMD partnership even further. And then off the back of that, I mean, for the last seven quarters in the UK, we've had back-to-back growth with AMD and Lenovo. And I think from a European perspective, Lenovo are AMD's biggest partner. So it's been a very successful relationship so far, and we're going from strength to strength, and I think we'll continue to do so.
So from a partnership perspective, it's like a long relation you have together and collaborating, bringing new devices to the market and so on. So when we look at to you, Jörg, from the AMD point of view, so what have been the most significant technical leaps that has been moving on lately?
So I think there's a clear answer. It's software support. So within the last couple of years, we have seen that the business is more and more moving forward, a solution-oriented business. And Ralf has described it perfectly. The people, the customers, they are not purchasing a notebook anymore. No, they're purchasing a service. So they want to manage their AI agents, whatever they need. And they need a platform. They need a software orchestration to fulfill all these needs. And what we have done on the AMD side is to work with our partners, to work with Lenovo to get all the security aspects into the systems, to provide all the software features to run these AI models. Because I remember 2 years back when we started with the AI journey, it was really difficult to succeed with a dominant partner in the market, right? And therefore, we invested a lot into the software ecosystem, acquired new companies, which are specifically tailored for to optimize on AI workloads. And now we are in a position with Lenovo, with partners like Lenovo, to provide these kind of features across the portfolio. And again, I think it is important not only having those solutions on the notebook side of things, on the edge, also to provide these solutions within data center so that you can have the full offer for the customers.
It's a lot of topics where we are talking about. So I will hand over to you, Ralf, as well, because it's really quite interesting. So what are the real use cases that you can see from that we're talking about right now? So I think about the faster troubleshooting with the services you have and so on. So is that benefits that you will see will be more and more coming in the next years? Or
So for our customers, it's so what we are trying to offer is beyond what's available in the market, right? We are trying to secure our customers from any, I would say, cyber attack. This is exactly what we are trying to do.
Yes.
Even we went even deep down, right? So to offer some kind of a solution related to the data defense. For example, if the customer, the PC was stolen, right? So we wanted to ensure that we do have that hide and encryption of the data in case someone tried to take the data from those PCs, right? Yes. We wanted to ensure that unauthorized access is not is prevented, right? So we're trying to defend our customer from any possible way. Even on top of the data defense, we do have what we call as harder defense, part of the solution. What does it mean, the harder defense? Meaning that if today you're blocking any, any USB or any docking station that is infected, how we say it, right? So that harder defense is going to protect the fleet connected or any Lenovo fleet when they do have that kind of solution. So what we try to do, and here we talk about SMB, we're talking about enterprise, because all these solutions can be extended. It can be for limited number of users, and it can be a complete full solution when it comes to enterprise or global accounts. So what we are trying to do or to say to our customers that we are here to support you with any kind of malware or any kind of cyber attack you might get. So this is where we can really support you during this journey from any type of attack you might get, either from the, as I said, from the hardware defense to the data defense up to the XDR control. So yeah, we have a end-to-end solution available right now. We are happy to have it because we as a company, we're not a box mover company. We're a solution-oriented company, and we can offer all these kind of solutions. Yeah.
I think one topic that we maybe didn't touch so much is actually the reduced downtime. So the downtime that we have when we have a device that is not working, that is also something that if the security is running in a proper way, then you have your device up and running all the time and you don't need to suffer from data being stolen or devices that are not working or something like that. So that is also contributing to like a more productive way of working.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, when we are moving into automation, right? So the systems are automated, meaning that the downtime is limited. There is no manual oversight of any attack. There is no, difficulties in maintaining the visibility across the fleet when it comes into the hybrid model. So the automation that Lenovo is putting for any cybersecurity support is helping to lower the downtime of any attack and make sure that the customer continue running his journey normally while we are in the background taking action on any attack.
Yeah. So Xavier, to the partners and end customers that we are talking to on a daily level, so where do you see the biggest wins for the customers adopting Lenovo and AMD AI platforms from where we are today?
For sure, it's the price factor with the service who are coming with. So they see the complete package, not only the hardware, but what's coming with on help and on services. And that's what, of course, with IMD, where they play with sensible price customer or customer who is really sensible to the price, AMD is really able to offer a great price, but also a great technicity and a great
So we cover also the services, we cover the software support we do, like
yes,
cover what is also the need for tomorrow's market that we see.
Yeah, but the technology from AMD is there, the power is there, but at a price who is really game changing for the customers who are price sensitive. That's a really amazing point, AMD working with Lenovo in that way too.
So what we have talked very much about is the hardware, of course, that is linked to the AMD. We are talking about the software linked to also attaching some capabilities that are not even discovered yet, maybe. Some of them are discovered already and some are to come, but the platform is built there. And then, of course, the services linked to it as well is something that we look into. So before closing, I have a question for each of you. So if you, by the discussions we have had so far, can say just one thing to the audience by listening to what we have talked about today, what should be the takeaway, Joe? After closing down, listening to what we have talked about, I will start with you, Jörg. What will be the one takeaway that you will ask our listeners to do right after closing down now from an AMD perspective?
That's a very good point. So go with the technology. Don't hide or don't be shy. So you need to work with the technology because that's the only path to succeed in the future. AI is here to stay, like the web beginning of the 2000s. And AI will lead and optimize a lot what we are doing every day.
Cool. And I will do a handover to you, Nick. So what would be the takeaway from your perspective?
Yeah. So I think something that customers need to be thinking about now, and partners as well, is obviously with the cost increases, how costs might be affected maybe for AI in the cloud in the future, because a lot of these AI providers will have huge costs to kind of offset. From all the RAM increases, what is it that you can do on your local device? And how important is it now, do you think, then, to have an AI-enabled device?
So to balance the cloud-based and the hardware-based in a way that you want to control yourself would be your advice in order to take the consideration into have AI-ready PCs in the new purchase that you will do today or tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. Thinking about the cloud economics with prices going up and then having a device local as well.
And then the bonus on top is, of course, the power usage that you can then reduce power as well when it's more power efficient driving this application on the local device.
Absolutely.
So, Ralph, from a service point of view, one take from here?
I would say to the customers, protect your fleet, use Lenovo services. This is very essential for your own protection, for your own company. Don't think that if you are going to save a few dollars, it means that you're not gonna get attacked. This is wrong, I would say. So cybersecurity attack, protect your fleet. Services from Lenovo, protect your fleet. This is very important. Moving down the road, the AI is not gonna stop. As Jörg was saying, there will be more, I would say, AI capabilities running in the future. So we have to be up to that speed.
I hear you say security a lot of time, and security will also stay there for tomorrow. I'm
absolutely
quite sure that this is something that will be a topic not stopping at all. Xavier, put your vote on the key element to take from here.
I would say reach us in any way, in any possible way, AMD, Lenovo, and of course ALSO, and ask yourself the question, will you challenge yourself? Will you be ready for AI? Ask the right question. And can we help? Yes, we can help. So get in touch with us. We can show you everything what you need to get started because this is the future and this is what's happening now.
Great. I will do a soft closing by thanking you all. So thank you, Jörg from AMD, to participate in the podcast here now. Nick from Lenovo, Ralph from Lenovo, and Xavier, my colleague from ALSO. It has been a pleasure. And I think you have been smiled all along the way here. So I think you we all enjoy talk about the topics we have talked about. It has really been some good questions, some good collaboration about how we can define this from a very different angles and combine that into a good AI solutions based on something that really matters to everyone using a PC on a daily work. Thank you, everyone, and thanks for the good discussions.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great
day. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Also AI Podcast. Whether you're an IT reseller or simply curious, we hope today's episode has inspired new ideas and perspectives. The conversation continues beyond this episode. Share your thoughts and ask your questions. For more resources, links, and product details discussed today, don't forget to check out our show notes and visit our podcast website.